Well, it is the end of January, which means that next week we will start Heart Health Month. February is National Heart Health Month, and we want to raise awareness about heart disease and heart issues. Next Friday, the first Friday of February, we always celebrate Wear Red Day. We want you to remember to wear red next Friday, February 3rd. We wear red on the first Friday of February to raise awareness about heart disease and heart health, especially in women. You have the power to take action to protect yourself against heart disease. Join the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service by wearing red to help spread the word that when we take time daily to be heart healthy, small acts like adding more movement in our day or choosing healthy foods can have a big impact on protecting our hearts. Studies show that regularly sleeping too little ups the risk of high blood pressure. Following a bedtime routine that allows for 7 to 9 hours of sleep is important for heart health. Show your heart some love by preparing tasty, nutritious, healthy, and meals using the dietary approaches to stop hypertension, the DASH method. It is a flexible and balanced eating plan that helps you eat heart healthy for life. You can learn what a healthy blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, and blood sugar levels are for you and how they impact your risk of heart disease. If you don't understand a term or one of your numbers, your healthcare provider can ask them to clearly explain it to you. And don't forget to join us during the month of February for our Lunch and Learn workshops. Our in-person one in Person County will be Tuesday, February 14th at noon at the Person County office building. For just $5, you can join us for this exercise within reach workshop. We will also be providing this workshop in person on Tuesday, February 21st at 10 a.m. at the North Granville Senior Center on Highway 15 in Stovall. That workshop will be free because we will not be providing a lunch meal. We will be talking about how you can exercise and you can learn how to squeeze exercise into your day. We will also be providing a lot of heart-healthy recipes this month, so be sure to check out our Food for Thought newspaper articles in the Roxburgh Courier-Times or the Oxford Leisure. And the Extension Office is hosting a movie night during the month of February. Next Friday, February 3rd in Granville County, and the following Friday, February 10th in Person County. The North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service, Granville and Person County Centers are hosting a movie night. The movie will be a documentary titled Hog Farmer: The Trials of Joey Carter. This documentary tells the story of a Duplin County, North Carolina hog farmer that found himself in the middle of a federal lawsuit involving some of the nation's most ruthless lawyers and one of the world's largest food companies. The showing in Granville County, again, will be Friday, February 3rd at the Granville County Expo. The showing in Person County will be on Friday, February 10th at the Person County office building. For both showings, the doors will open at 6 p.m. and the movie will begin at 6:30. Admission is free. However, donations will be accepted for the North Carolina Agro Medicine Institute in support of farmer mental health awareness and suicide prevention. There will be snacks and drinks available to purchase, with any profits also going to the North Carolina Agro Medicine Institute. For more information about this documentary or about our Family and Consumer Science Lunch and Learns and workshops throughout the month of February, please contact the Extension Office in either Granville or Person County. We want to make sure that we are serving the needs of the community. So the Extension Office is always interested in knowing what type of workshops you need and what information you want to learn about so that we can plan our programs accordingly. You can check out or find out more information about upcoming programs within the Family Consumer Science Department by checking us out on social media, on Facebook or Instagram. Our handle is @PersonGranvilleFCS. It's our Food for Thought program that we can provide information to you about heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, so many other chronic illnesses, or even answer questions about canning, food safety. We look forward to seeing you in 2023 at some of our programs. Thanks for tuning in this week.